So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Mishakar va'emer huta chadish miyad. As soon as the emmer was brought, it was immediately permitted to eat from the new crop. However, harachaykim mutar mechatzay seyem alahalm. Those who live far away from the Beis HaMikdash and did not know when the emmer was brought were permitted to eat from the new crop after midday. And as the Mishnah later explains, b'mnei ma harachaykim mutar mechatzay seyem alahalon, b'mnei shein yaydin shein beznim mesatzlim boy, because they know that beznim would not delay bringing the emmer any later. The Gemara cites two opinions regarding the time when the new crop is permitted, because the Pasuk apparently gives two times for it as it states. It's forbidden to eat from the new crop. Ad etzim hayom hazeh, until the day of the 16th. Ad habayachim is karban elekechem, until the yom is brought. To reconcile these two times, Rav Shmuel say, Bizman she beis hamikdash kayim oyim mater. Bizman she ain beis hamikdash kayim heir mizrach mater. When we have the beis hamikdash, the yom permits the new crop. When we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, daybreak of the 16th permits it. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish say, Afilu bezman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, heir mizrach mater. Even when we have the Beis HaMikdash, daybreak of the 16th permits the new crop, and ad v'yachim lemitzvah. The Pasuk says that it's a mitzvah to wait until after the Yom is brought, but it's no longer forbidden from daybreak. The Gemara brings a proof from the next part of the Mishnah. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, hiskin Rabbi Yechon and Zaka, sheyehei yom henef kuli aser. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai instituted that the entire day of 16 of Nisan was forbidden. I think Gemara explains his reasoning. Because Meheir Yabon Beis HaMikdash v'yemru ishtakid miloy chalno beheir mizrach hashanah minechel. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, people will think that they're permitted to eat from the new crop upon daybreak as in previous years. And v'lo yadi dishtakid l'hava oimer, heir mizrach mater. V'hashto dika oimer mater. They will not realize that in the previous year, since there was no Beis HaMikdash, they were permitted to eat from the new crop upon daybreak. But now that we do have the Beis HaMikdash, it only becomes permitted when the Omer is brought. The Gemara points out, V'yisal g'day dech le'mitzvah, mishem mitzvah leikim aligzer. If it was merely a mitzvah leketchila to wait for the Omer, but Chadash is not asr after daybreak, this would not be a reason to forbid the new crop for longer. The Gemara answers and explains the Mishnah differently. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, b'shita shebi Huda amra, the amr min ha'tayra asr. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai actually holds like Rabbi Yehuda that when there is no Beis HaMikdash, it's forbidden the entire 16th day min HaTorah. The Gemara challenges this from the next part of the Mishnah. Amr Rabbi Yehuda ba'alei min HaTorah hu aser. Rabbi Yehuda asks that this is not an enactment of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. When there is no Beis HaMikdash, it's aser min HaTorah to eat from the new crop the entire 16th day. Shenema ad etzem hayom hazeh. And we expound, ad yitzumah shel yom, v'ksavah ad v'ad b'chlal. It's forbidden until and including the day the Omer is brought. Here we see v'hamiflig poligalel that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zakkai disagree. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda hu dekotoy. Who saw Rabbi Yehuda and Zakkai midrabanan kamar v'lohi midaraisa kamar? Rabbi Yehuda thought that Rabbi Yehuda and Zakkai instituted a decree midrabanan. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Zakkai actually held like Rabbi Yehuda that when there is no Beis HaMikdash, it's forbidden all day min hatar. The Gemara records three different customs regarding eating chadash in Bavel. Rav Papa of Rav Hu in the Berei Rishua. Achli chadash beurta deshitzer nigi shivsa. They ate chadash in the evening of the 16th day, and they were not concerned for sveka de yema that perhaps it's only the 15th day, because kesarvi chadash bechutzlatz drabanan will sveka leicheshinat. They held that chadash outside of Eretz Yisrael is only forbidden in drabanan, and so we're not concerned with the case of doubt. Rabbanan debay Ravashi achlu betzafra deshivser kesarvi chadash bechutzlatz day raisa. They only ate chadash in the morning of the 17th, because minatar, it's permitted from daybreak. And so even if it is the 16th, it is permitted. And they held that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and Midrabanan kamar. V'chitakan lo yem henef, l'sveika lo yitakan. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's decree was only Midrabanan, and they did not institute his decree in the case of doubt. Amr Avina, Amr li'aim, avuch lava achal chadash, el ba'urta deshivsur nigi tamneser, the sovel of Rabbi Yehuda v'chayash l'sveika. Ravina's father only ate chadash in the evening of the 17th day because he held like Rabbi Yehuda that the entire day of the 16th is forbidden min ha'Torah. And therefore we are concerned with Sveikat Yema that the 17th might actually be the 16th. Zakta Mishnah, Oimer Yamata b'medina b'shtei alecha b'mikdash. The Yomer brought on the 16th of Nisan permitted the new crop and the entire Eretz Yisrael for private consumption. But in the Beis HaMikdash, grains from the new crop were only used for menachas after the shtei alecha were brought on Shavuos. The Mishnah explains. Before the Omer is brought, we do not use grain from Chadash for any mincha, and if they did, such a mincha is not valid. However, after the Omer, but before the Shtei HaLechem are brought, we do not use Chadash for any mincha. But if they did, such a mincha is valid. And the Gemara explains, Before the Eimer, such a mincha is not valid because Chadish is not even fit for private consumption. But after the Eimer and before the Shtei Alechem, such a mincha is valid because since Chadish is permitted for private consumption, it is b'di'evid kosher in the Mikdash. The Gemara adds, Nesachem bikurim shekrivam kaidim la'Eimer kisherin. If wine was used for libations in the Mikdash before the Eimer was brought, it is certainly valid because kosher ken hacha delay itzer klal. Wine was never forbidden for ordinary consumption in the first place. The Gemara inquires, Shtei Alechem ma'ashi etiru shalikit sidron. Can grain from the new crop be used in the Mikdash if they were permitted by the Shtei Alechem before they were permitted by the Eimer? And the Gemara explains, this can happen if the grain was planted between Pesach and Shavuos after the Eimer was brought, but before the Shtei Alechem. The question is, perhaps, Kisidron Sharyon, Shalei Kisidron Loi Sharyon. The Shtei Alechem permit Chadash B'Mikdash only in the proper order, first Eimer, and then Shtei Alechem. Or Shalei Kisidron Nami Sharyon. The Shtei Alechem permit Chadash B'Mikdash in any order. The Gemara cites a braisa as proof. The pasuk says, "Mimtarkav minchas bikurim laHashem aviv be'esh geres karmel," and we explain, "Mehechen ba min asayrin." This first mincha refers to the minchas ha'imer. And the Gemara cites two sources that it was brought from barley. Ma avva amar b'mitzrayim sa'irin, af avva amar l'deris sa'irin. The pasuk in parashat Be'er regarding makas barred states, "Va'pishta va'sa'irin ukasa ki ha'sa'ira aviv va'pishta givol." Therefore, just as the Torah there refers to the barley in Mitzrayim as aviv, the pasuk regarding the Eimer also refers to barley. And at the Eimer, Eimer ba min achitin, ein shtei alechem bikurim. The pasuk in Parashat Pechas refers to Shavuos as follows: Uviyem habikurim ba'krivchem mincha chadosh la'Hashem b'Shavuos seichem. Now, if the Eimer is made of wheat, the shtei alechem cannot be referred to as the first of the crop, since the Eimer was already brought from the same wheat. And the Gemara asks, Ishtei alechem shlei kisidron sharyon mishkachas lo. If the shtei alechem permits the crop, even out of order, we have a scenario where it is possible to be the first of the crop. For example, Makrav Eimer mahanach de ashrash koyin l'shtei halechem u'basar Eimer d'shtakit. We bring the Eimer from barley that took root before the shtei halechem, but after the Eimer of last year. U'shtei halechem mahanach de ashrash koyin l'Eimer d'hashtup u'basar shtei halechem d'shtakit. And we bring the shtei halechem from wheat that took root before this year's Eimer, but after last year's shtei halechem. And this way, they are for two different crops, and the shtei halechem are indeed the first wheat of this year. The Gemara answers, Misav bikurim bikurim l'per kamrinan, l'mezbeach kamrinan, v'och l'mezbeach miperi d'ha hashata. The term bikurim does not refer to the first grain to ripen, it refers to the first grain brought on the mezbeach. And in this case, some of this crop was used for the mezbeach before the shtei halechem. Therefore, even if they permit the crop out of order, they will never be bikurim.